This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is the evening edition with Lynn and Uma. We're joined in the studio now by Kelvin Yee because it is time for Pop It Parliament. Today is day 9 of the second sitting of Parliament. Kelvin was on the ground and he's here to give us some updates. Kelvin, I understand the issue of the Unified Examination Certificate or the UEC came up in Parliament today.
That's right. Matse Khalid Padang Terap MP asked the Education Minister for an update on the holistic study done on the recognition of the UEC and the main factors that are considered in that study.
Right, he's the former education minister.
Correct. He wanted to know if the government needed 4 years to recognise the UEC. Education Minister Mazli Malik said that the special committee will complete its report next year. Once that's done, the report will be presented to cabinet for a decision. During that debate, there was also a bit of drama.
This is why we send you, Kelvin, to bring home the drama. So, what happened?
So, the gossip is, as Mazli Malik was debating the UEC, he somehow snuck in a swipe at Barisan National lawmakers, saying that they only place importance and interest on shoes and socks. He was referring to criticism he faced recently for focusing on the colours of shoes and socks at national schools. When he said that, several BNMPs were heard shouting, with some calling him Menteri Kasut.
Malang sekali bagi MPBN hanya penting kasut dan stoket. Itulah tahap MPBN. Mereka gagal untuk memahami.
Isu kasut lah,
siapa yang
tak
dapat
langsung
lah.
Stoket dan kasut.
Siapa umat
yang... Menteri Kasut kah?
Jangan bising.
Menteri Kasut kah?
Dalam kes ini.
Malulah lari pada...
Okay, sini saya puji YB Rembau. Beliau faham 100 perkara yang
Rembau boleh tanda.
Tetapi mananya rakan-rakan
ini yang berumah kasut lah ni.
Kasut
semata-mata. Yang berumah kasut lah ni. Ini standard yang berumah kasut.
Inilah kualiti.
Batu duduk. Duduk lah, diam. Duduk, diam.
Bentara tidak
bertanggungjawab.
Duduk.
Yang berumah menteri.
Didikan. Tetapi mereka hanya minat isu kasut. Patutlah putera jaya.
Kasut yang berumah. Jadi kita tak cakap lah kasut lah. Kasut yang berumah. Kasut yang
Ya Bapak Menteri, teruskan.
Sudah jadi pembangkang, diamlah. Tak, kita kena hargai bahawa Malaysia negara demokratik. Bagi mereka yang hanya kepalanya dipenuhi dengan kasut, kita biarkan mereka untuk melalap.
Ya Bapak, ya Bapak.
Psycho pula.
Kepada anak-anak murid yang sedang menyaksikan, janganlah mencontohi...
This is fantastic.
I've never heard people shout the word kasut
so many times.
Repeatedly.
It's like a marketplace.
Did I hear a bodo in the middle of that?
I think you did.
I think I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy that that happened, but also horrified.
Horrified. But it's like a marketplace, right? I mean, now, what about our, you know, given that it's the UEC, what about our only MCA MP? Did he have anything to say about this?
Yeah, Wee Ka Siong, MP of Ayer Hitam, felt that the minister's response was rather disappointing.
Saya terkilan mendengar jawapan daripada Menteri Pendidikan tadi yang seolah-olah Menteri ini masih lagi bermentalitikan apa kata orang Menteri mentaliti kasut dan stokin. Orang inilah yang sebut stokin dengan kasut warna stokin. Tapi apabila menjawab, tidak profesional dan nak sindir orang, tapi beliau sendiri yang utarakan perkara ini. Yang pertama. Kedua, saya berharap satu jawapan yang cukup tepat dan jitu boleh dimaklumkan daripada Dewan Yang Mulia. Tetapi saya rasa hampa kerana apa yang dijawab itu secara sambil lewa. Ianya membuktikan bahawa mereka buat U-turn sekali lagi. Ya betul, hari ini cuma ada satu tarikh spesifik tahun 2019. Tak tahu bila, 1 Januari atau 31 Disember. Kita tidak pasti. It has to be specific because every time we ask, okay, from day one they said immediately, then they say after 6 months. After 6 months, he said, no, I'm not the one who can decide. I mean, the Deputy Minister of Education. Then he said, oh, the minister said within 5 years we'll make a decision. Then after that, what happened? Oh, they said 2019. You must have a specific time frame as to how you send the report, and you must have the progress plan, interim report, how are you going to report to the cabinet, And how about the internal study conducted by EPRD, Education, Research and Planning Department under MOE? I mean, these are the important issues they got to address.
That was Ayer Hitam MP Wee Ka Siong giving his thoughts on the UEC. Kelvin, another big topic of the day was Tok Pa, of course, joining PPBM. And this is something that we'll hopefully get to in further detail later on in the show. But did you manage to ask any Barisan MPs about how they felt about that?
Yeah, and I'll start with the more exciting responses to this news about the Jeli MP. Tajuddin Abdul Rahman, the MP for Pasir Salat, mocked Tok Pa's reason for joining PPBM, which was that he'd be able to better serve his constituents by being a part of the federal government. He said it was important to ask what Tok Pa actually achieved while he was serving as a minister and MP with the previous government.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm not trying to belittle him, but he was minister for a long, long time. You know, this is my personal view. A lot of people say, you know, he's great, or he's he's great leader, satu orang pemimpin yang hebat, yeah. To me, apa hebat? How do you measure a leader hebat or not? His contribution. He was in the government before also. For how many years as ministers? Apa minister? Education lah, economics lah, MITI lah. Huh? What happened during that period? What did he bring to the constituency? To the people of Kelantan? Huh? What development? And he is being in the Ministry of Trade and Industry. How much he helped especially the Malays, the Bumi Putra, who are lagging behind in business and also in industry. What did he do? You know, so it's not a matter of whether you are in the government or not that will guarantee you can serve your constituency or your home state, you know? You can have all the power or all the resources, all the influence, but your own commitment, your own leadership, yeah? Your heart towards your people. You know, now he said, or by joining a government, PH government, he can do it. Tengok lah nanti, time will tell whether this, he will live up to his expectation.
I also asked him if he was concerned about more UMNO members potentially leaving the party.
I have no concern. I don't think that will happen because we have so many members. You're talking about UMNO? We have 3.7 million members, you know. There are a few hundreds leaving the party. There are millions still with the party. Leaders come and go. Some people jump ship. There will be others who are willing to offer to be the new leader of the party. Kita tak perlu rasa, oh no, we lost leaders lah, we don't have leaders lah. You know, this fella jump, Tok Pa jump, no, the more leader. I also can be a leader. Anybody can be a leader.
Anybody can be a leader. Anyone lah. That was Tajuddin Abdul Rahman, the MP for Pasir Salat. As we know, he is a very colourful individual. And his remarks and retorts kind of reflect that. I think he made a mistake in his initial statement. It's, you know, Tok Pa was former MITI minister, Ministry of International Trade and Industry, not minister for Bumi Putra issues, right?
Yeah, and yeah, where exactly. He managed to push through the TPPA.
Yeah, actually, if you look at the former lineup of BN ministers, I think people on both sides of the divide would acknowledge that Tok Pa was one of the better performing ministers of the lot.
They would have, but yeah, times have changed.
Times have changed. Now, did any of the UMNO MPs respond to claims by Khalid Jassin that, he's the PPBM Supreme Council member, that up to 40 UMNO lawmakers would be joining PPBM?
Yep, UMNO Secretary General Anwar Musa said that PPBM has approached MPs from his party before.
Oh, memang ada. MP kita dipanggil untuk berunding, untuk bercakap. Yang MP kita yang tak dipanggil, yang pergi pun ada. Presiden pun ada pergi. Presiden ada pergi jumpa dengan menziarahi Tun Muhyiddin, for example. Ya. Timbalan Presiden pun pergi menziarahi kawan. Saya dah kata BN ambil cik sikap, kalau kita parti lain-lain, silaturahim kita kekalkan. Jadi dalam waktu ziarah Presiden PPBM, saya diberitahu ada juga perbualan dan perbincangan tentang usaha nak memperkasakan UMNO, yang sebelah pihak kata usaha nak memperkasakan PPBM. Saya tak nafikan. Memang perbincangan itu ada. ada yang secara berkumpulan, misalnya Presiden pergi bersama 5 orang untuk bertemu Tun Mahathir baru-baru ini. Kita ambil pendekatan terbuka. It's okay. You can continue to meet Tun M, you can continue to meet whoever. Pokok pangkalnya bila dia nak buat tu, dia akan refer pada parti lah nanti.
So Anwar Musa says he understands why PPBM is poaching UMNO MPs, saying that it's because Bersatu is weak with only 13 parliamentary members. You know, he says he gets it. He's a politician too. But he believes that UMNO leaders are loyal and would not leave the party.
And you know what? Even if they did, doesn't matter. Anyone can be a leader. Anyone. Don't worry about it. Okay, so I know that Mujahid Yusuf Rawa, who's the minister in the Prime Minister's Department, also held a press conference about the government's plan to ratify certain UN conventions. Specifically, I said we were just talking about this last week, or the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination.
Yeah, he felt the need to come out and say his piece as the Minister of Religious Affairs. He had concerns that, I guess, disinformation about what the ratification would entail could have caused and strained ethnic relationships in the country. This was in response to claims that ICERT would come in conflict with Article 153 of the Constitution and its guarantees of the special position of the Malays. Mujahid wanted to clarify that ratifying a convention does not necessarily mean that the government will immediately gazette all laws that may be in conflict with the treaty. He added that any changes with the law has to go through Parliament.
Ratifikasi dengan reservasi. Ratification with reservation. Reservation itu apa? Kita ada kita punya undang-undang. Kita ada kita punya perlembagaan. Isu Melayu dalam perlembagaan. Isu hak istimewa dalam perlembagaan. So semua ini tidak akan mengubah dengan kita membuat apa-apa perjanjian. Jadi saya harap jangan terlalu apa orang kata apa cepat membuat rumusan kerana ini boleh menimbulkan kebimbangan dan ia tidak baik untuk negara dan pada waktu yang sama ia tidak baik untuk kita menonjolkan Malaysia di mata dunia sebagai warga dunia yang mahu bersama dengan perjanjian hak asasi manusia.
Now, I'm sure because we're talking about international conventions, someone must have asked a question about the LGBTQI community and their rights as well.
Yeah, that's always the question he will be getting. Here's his response.
Saya rasa Perdana Menteri telah membuat satu penjelasan yang cukup tegas dan jelas bahawa kita tidak boleh menerima dalam konteks diskriminasi ke apa-apa ke untuk memenuhi isu LGBT sebagai satu hak. Itu benda yang jelas dah. Jadi saya tak perlu ulang benda yang jelas dan jangan putar kenyataan saya lah. Tajuk kita ialah ICERT, International Convention on Elimination of Race Discrimination, not elimination of sexual orientation.
Well, nobody was trying to eliminate sexual orientation.
Yes, Lynn. We're trying to eliminate all sorts of sexual orientation.
Well, no. What he was trying to get at, you know what
he
was trying to get at.
I know what he was trying to get at. Just make the point that it's race and, you know, that's a different story. Don't bring LGBTQI into this.
In my head now, we're all just swimming in this pool of love when there's no sexual orientation. There's nothing.
Really worried when you started that sentence off with swimming in this pool of. I didn't know where you were going with.
Love. Not much better, the ending. So that was Mujahid Yusuf Rawa, Minister in the Prime Minister's Department. And Budget 2019, of course, is on the way. We're all very excited for that. Did any of the ministers have a wish list of sorts?
Yep. Actually, let's start with Mujahid. He says he wants more funds for Tafiz schools.
As far as the budget is concerned, untuk saya punya kementerian, I was hoping my wish list is peruntukan kepada tahfiz. Kerana kita ada dasar tahfiz negara dan kita ada banyak masalah yang dihadapi oleh menyelaraskan dasar tahfiz ni dan masalah-masalah lain yang timbul. Jadi saya mengharapkan dengan ada peruntukan tahfiz ini di bawah kementerian saya, peruntukan yang secukupnya untuk kita melaksanakan dasar tahfiz negara ini dengan lebih berkesan dan melahirkan tahfiz yang international standard dan juga dapat menyumbang besar kepada negara. Itu saya punya wish list lah dalam bajet yang ada. We will hear what the Minister of Finance has to say about this.
Maslim Malik was also asked this question. His response was, I guess, a little bit more patriotic.
A better Malaysia. A better education for Malaysia.
Wow.
Short and sweet.
I would like a bit more specificity from my minister personally, but
okay,
a better Malaysia.
Lah, maybe not so sweet.
Better Malaysia, always a good thing to aim for.
Yes.
That was Education Minister Mazli Malik. Kelvin, thank you so much for your drama-filled, kasut-filled report.
You're welcome.
That was BFM producer Kelvin Yee with his updates of day 9 of the sitting of Dewan Rakyat. You've been listening to Popek Popek Parliament. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.